ಬಿಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಾನಲ್ಲ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಘೋರ ಭಕ್ತರು ನಿಂತಿದ್ದೀಯ. ಹರಿ ಹರಿ.
ಚನಾದಪಿ ಸುನಿಚ್ಚಯನ ತರಾರಿವ ಸಹಿಷ್ಣುನ ಅಮಾನಿನ ಮನದೇನ ಕೀರ್ತನೀಯ ಸದಾ ಹರಿ. ಹರಿನಾಮ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಹರಿನಾಮೈವ ಕೇವಲಂ ಕಲೋ ನಾಸ್ತ್ಯೇವ 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 ಗತಿರನ್ಯಥಾ. ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯಾನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭವತ್ತು ಮೇ. ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯಾನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭವತ್ತು ಮೇ. ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯಾನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭವತ್ತು ಮೇ. ಸೊ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಅವರ್ ಲೀಡರ್ ಕಕಾನಿಜಿ to speak on the importance and the significance of Jagannath Rath Yatra. So, Jagannath Rath Yatra has its root 5,000 years ago when Krishna and the residents of Dwarka, the queen, and the residents of Vrindavan met at Kurukshetra. Of course, this is before the battle of Kurukshetra. And the occasion was a solar eclipse. It had been many, many years since Krishna had seen the residents of Vrindavan. At the age of 11, Akrura was sent by Kamsa to invite Krishna and Balaram to come to Mathura. And Kamsa's plan was to have Krishna and Balaram killed. But as it turned out, Kamsa was killed along with his brothers. Then, after the killing of Kamsa, Krishna was reunited after 11 years with his so-called real father and mother, Vasudev and Devaki. Because on Janmashtami night, Krishna was taken by Vasudev and switched with the daughter of Yashoda. This was done by the order of Krishna. When Krishna appeared to Vasudev and Devaki, he appeared in his four-handed Narayan form and told them, "This is the third time that I have appeared as your son. Now you take me and switch with the daughter that has just been born to Yashoda." And Yashoda did not know whether she gave birth to a boy or a girl, because right after birth, she fell asleep. When she woke up, she saw this beautiful son, Krishna. So for 11 years, Vasudev and Devaki are feeling separation and always inquiring about their son. But after the killing of Kamsa, Krishna told Yashoda and Nanda and all the residents of Vrindavan and explained to them the truth. So now after 11 years, Yashoda, Nanda, and all the residents of Vrindavan find out what had happened 11 years ago. So Krishna told his residents of Vrindavan, "Let me spend some time now with my real parents, since they did not get the satisfaction of my babyhood, my childhood, and beginning of my youth. That was reserved for Yashoda and Nanda." So Krishna said, let me spend some time and then I'll return. But the problem was, after some time, Krishna got entangled. How did he get entangled? First he married Rukmini. Then he married 7 more wives. Then at a wholesale bargain, he got 16,108 wives. And then he moved to Dwaraka. We recall why Krishna created Dwaraka. It was because Jarasandha had attacked Mathura 17 times. And on the 18th time, because Jarasandha was also attacking while another demon, Kalayavana, was attacking Mathura, Krishna was concerned. So all the residents of Mathura went to sleep, and Krishna created Dwaraka in the midst of the sea. And when the residents of Mathura woke up, they found themselves in Dwaraka. After so many things, when Krishna married the 16,108 wives, he created 16,108 palaces, because can't have too many women in the same house. Doesn't work. So each wife had her own palace, and each palace had its own Krishna. Because what would happen? All of Krishna's palaces were in one area, and at the end of the day, one Krishna, who had been going out into Dwaraka, would enter the gate, and as soon as he entered the gate, 16,108 Krishnas, one for each palace, one for each wife. So at night, every wife was happy, embracing Krishna around his neck. So it had been many, many, many years when this solar eclipse happened, and the residents of Vrindavan just by chance came to Kurukshetra and the residents of Dwaraka, and they met. By this time, Krishna had grandchildren, because Krishna had 16,108 wives. With each wife, he had 10 sons and 1 daughter. And each of those sons had 10 sons. So Krishna's Yadu family was quite extensive. So when the residents of Vrindavan met the residents of Dwaraka at Kurukshetra, it was a very, very heartful occasion. At one point, Draupadi asked each of the 8 principal queens, how did you get Krishna to be your husband? Because Draupadi was a great, staunch devotee of Krishna. Actually, one of her names is Krishna. Draupadi was very dark in complexion, and from birth, she was very attached to Krishna. And you know the incidents from the Mahabharata, how when Krishna cut his finger, Draupadi put the cloth around his finger, and he repaid that when Dushasan was trying to disrobe her, and Krishna became sorry incarnation and supplied unlimited cloth. And then the time in the forest when Durvasa came and she had already eaten, and because she had already eaten, that plate that she got from the sun god would not produce unlimited. So she immediately prayed to Krishna. Krishna was in Dwaraka, and he was with Rukmini, and when he heard Draupadi praying, he immediately came and said, "Less. Look, is there anything left? Anything?" And there was one little, Krishna ate that one little thing. Everybody was satisfied. Interesting, when Draupadi asked the eight principal queens, "How did you get Krishna as your husband?" Each of them said, "Even though I am Krishna's wife, I consider myself Krishna's maidservant." That is significant. They were not proud or puffed up. They said, "No, I may be Krishna's wife, but actually, I consider myself his maidservant." And if you read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see statements from Srimati Radharani herself, who also says, "I consider myself Krishna's maidservant." So this humility is the mark of a devotee. That's why every lecture I give, I chant that mantra first. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So Krishna met up with all the residents of Vrindavan, and there was nice, loving exchanges. But at some point, the gopis indicated they wanted private time with Krishna. So Krishna found somehow to meet with the gopis privately. And there was an exchange. And we read in various Vaishnav literatures how there seems to have been some kind of inference that Krishna might have asked the gopis to come back with him to Dwaraka. But the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, did not like that idea. Radharani was thinking, "What is this? This Kurukshetra? Who is this? Yadu Kumar, this prince? This is not the Krishna I know. Where is that Krishna playing the flute the moonlit night on the bank of the river Yamuna? Here in Kurukshetra, there are chariots, there are elephants, horses, and look how Krishna is dressed. This is not our Krishna. Our Krishna is like we see here, Govinda, Syama Sundara, not Krishna, the prince of Dwaraka." So even if Krishna had said to Radha and the gopis, "Why don't you come back with me?" they would have said, "No. We want you back in Vrindavan where you belong." So this is what the drama of Ratha Yatra is. There is a history to the Jagannath temple that it was created by one king, Indrajumna, and he wanted Lord Brahma to come and bless, but because he had gone to Brahmaloka, so much time had passed, by the time he returned, the temple had been covered over by sand. And another king excavated the temple. So when Indrajumna returned, this other king said, "No, this is my temple." Indrajumna said, "No, no, I built this temple." So then there was, I think it was a crow. And the crow said that this crow was special. It had been around since the time of Ramachandra. And so he said, "No, no, no. This king, you're telling lie. Indrajumna, he is the constructor of this temple." So Lord Brahma did a sacrifice. And where the temple stands now, that's the site. And of course, there is the story of how the deities came to be. Because if you look at Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra, they're half finished. And those deities also ties in with this meeting at Kurukshetra. Because what happened? At one point, the queens of Dwaraka were discussing with residents of Vrindavan, and there was a discussion of Krishna's pastimes. And behind the tent, Balaram, Krishna, and Subhadra were listening, eavesdropping. And they were hearing the pastimes of Krishna, and they became ecstatic. So, when it was time to make the Jagannath deities, they were supposed to be in that ecstatic form. Now, the story was that there was this beautiful deity, Nila Madhav. And this Nila Madhav was being worshipped by someone from the Shabara caste. The Shabara caste keeps pigs. Just imagine. So, King Indradumna, before he built the temple, he had heard about this beautiful deity, Nila Madhav. So he sent so many people, go find this Nila Madhava deity for me. But nobody could find the Nila Madhava deity. But there was one Brahmana, and he came upon a village, and he entered one house, and there was a young girl. She said, oh, my father is not here. Stay. When he comes back, we will take care of you. So when the father came back, the father said to the young girl, we must take care of this Brahmin. And so they did. And then later on, this Brahmin married this girl, Lalita. And as a good wife, she keeps no secrets. She told her husband one day, did you notice how every night my father leaves in the evening and then comes back early in the morning? That's because he worships Nila Madhav. And when the Brahmin heard, oh, this is what I was supposed to do. So he wanted to see this Nila Madhav deity. But the Shabara, he said, all right, I'll take you. But I have to blindfold you. Because he was very protective. He didn't want, because he knew if anybody sees this deity, they're going to want. So he blindfolded it so that he can't know the path. But like a good wife, Lalita put mustard seeds in his pocket. And as they were walking, he was dropping the mustard seeds. Finally, when they got to the specific area, there was the deity Nila Madhav. And the Brahmin was like, oh, so beautiful. So the Shabara, he went to collect paraphernalia. Meanwhile, when the Shabara was gone, there was a crow on top of a tree overlooking a lake where this spot was. And the crow died and fell in the lake. And when he fell in the lake, he came out in a four-armed Narayan Vaikuntha form. So the Brahmins thought, what? Okay, I'm going to do the same thing. So he climbed the tree, thinking, I'll commit suicide and I'll get my forearm Vaikuntha form. But just as he was about to jump in, he heard a voice. No, you have to tell Indradumna about Nila Madhav. So he wasn't allowed to commit suicide and go to Vaikuntha. So, because he had dropped the mustard seeds. Later, the Brahman took Indradumna and they followed the path of the mustard plants to the spot. But when they got there, no Nila Madhava deity. And then there was another message. It's either a message or a dream, I can't remember. But the Lord said to Indradumna, you are not going to see me as Nila Madhava. Nope. I am going to come as Daru Brahman, God in the form of wood. And I will come on the ocean and land on the shore. That is how you will worship me, not as Nila Madhava. So lo and behold, this huge, huge piece of wood arrived on the shore. But nobody could lift it. It was so heavy. So then they did a sacrifice, they did kirtan, and then they were able to lift the deity. Then another dream, the Lord told Indradumna, I want you to make 3 carts, and you need a sculptor to carve 3 deities. So all these carpenter sculptors came, and they tried to take this big piece of wood, but as soon as their instruments touched the wood, the instruments broke. They couldn't use their chisels, so an old man came. And the old man said, I can do it. This old man was actually Krishna himself. Nobody else was allowed. So this old sculptor, who's actually Krishna in disguise, told the king, all right, put me in the temple and close the doors. I need 3 weeks, no disturbance. Do not open the doors until after 3 weeks. So 2 weeks go by, and every day he's hearing the chisel, and the king is thinking, oh, this is great. After 2 weeks, no more sound. So the king is getting nervous. What's happening? And the minister tells the king, you were told 3 weeks, don't open the doors. But the king was anxious. And his wife said, yeah, I think we should open the door. But again, the minister said, no, don't open the door. But the king listened to his wife, and after 2 weeks, opened the door. And when he opened the door, there were 3 unfinished deities, and the sculptor disappeared. And so that's why the deities look the way they do, unfinished, because he didn't follow the instructions. So if you get an instruction from God, make sure you execute it, no matter who tells you otherwise. Now, all the other sculptors that tried to make the deity, they made the carts for Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra. So then there was another dream, and Krishna said, even though you disobeyed and you opened the doors after 2 weeks, that's okay. Because it's special now. These deities are special. And the Lord said, I am doing this because I want to give my mercy to everyone. Therefore, his name is Jagannath. He is for everyone. As I have said a billion times, the sun does not belong to Donald Trump. The sun does not belong to America or India. The sun is for everyone. Same way, God, the Supreme God, is for everyone. Therefore, he is called Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. Not just America, not just the world, the universe. He is the Lord of the universe. Jagannath the Swami, Nayana Patagami, Bhavatume. So then the king said, my lord, I have a request. I want that your hands are always sticky from eating. So that's why in Jagannath, the deity gets fed either 52 or 56 times a day. In ISKCON, they do 7. In Jagannath Puri, it's either 52 or 56 times a day the Lord is eating. And he only takes rest. The doors are only closed 3 or 4 hours a day. Otherwise, the doors of the temple are supposed to be open in Jagannath Puri. I don't know what it is now, but according to this Puranic story, the arrangement was by the king. He asked the Lord, your doors should only be open 3 or 4 hours a day. You eat so many times a day so that everyone can get your mercy. And the Lord said, let it be. And then the Lord says, anything else you want, Indradumna? And Indradumna said, yes. I don't want anybody after me to claim that this is my temple, so I want no children. So that nobody can, he wanted, this is Indradumna. So the Lord said, fine, no children, no descendants, so that nobody can claim that they are the creators. So now the next part is, how does Lord Chaitanya celebrate Rath Yatra? And this is what we call esoteric. And it's especially nice that Veena is here, because she is really going to like this next part of the class. Because I know you. You're going to love this. Because she is a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time, please. One more time, please. Okay. So, when Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, would celebrate the Rath Yatra, all of his followers in Navadvip would walk all the distance from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri, because before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, his first 24 years were in Navadvip. So he had a whole group of followers there. But at the age of 20, on the verge of his 25th birthday, he took sannyas, and by the request of his mother, made his headquarters at Jagannath Puri so he would not be too far away and she would hear of him from time to time. So every year for the Rath Yatra, those followers from Navadvip would walk all the way to Jagannath. That's quite a trip, actually. That's several hundred miles. Because I know we took the train from Calcutta to Bhubaneswar, and that was a couple of hours. Yeah, well, I think it was an overnight thing. So they walked. So they would arrive at the day before Rath Yatra, which was the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, which was another great festival. Because the way the Rath Yatra works, remember where this all began. Where did I begin my discussion? Where were we? Kudakshetra. Very good. Somebody pays attention. I like you. Very good. So Jagannath Puri represents Kurukshetra. This Gundicha temple is also known as Sundarachala, and it represents Vrindavan. And remember, the residents of Vrindavan didn't want to go back to Dwaraka with Krishna. They wanted Krishna to come with them back to Vrindavan. And that is what the Rath Yatra is. It's taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. It is a spiritual, emotional, ecstatic festival. Taking Krishna back to Vrindavan, where he belongs. Is it not right? Where does Krishna belong? He belongs in Vrindavan. The original Krishna. This Krishna. You notice how Krishna looks. Is he playing guitar? No, he plays the flute. Yes. Well, he does if he needs it. But he has the flute. And who's right next to him? Yes, very, very. You know, there's one story. Prabhupada went to one of his temples, and Radha and Krishna were some way apart. Prabhupada said, no, put them close. Radha and Krishna should be very close together. Prabhupada made that point, that Radha and Krishna should be right. Are they together? Okay, very good. Shri Shri Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki. So, now what makes Lord Chaitanya celebrating Rath Yatra is even more esoteric. Besides being taking Krishna back to Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but he's in the mood of Radharani. So he's Krishna. He's not Radharani. He's Krishna in the mood of Radharani. That's different. Some people say Lord Chaitanya is Radharani. No, he's Krishna in the mood of Radharani with the color, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi. That's why Lord Chaitanya's name, Gauranga, golden. So he has the complexion of Radharani. He has the mood of Radharani. He has the sentiment, the mentality, the bhav of Radharani, but he's Krishna. Okay, why is that? Because he looks at Radharani, Krishna does, and says, why is it that it seems that Radharani enjoys more than me? How is that possible? Krishna asks himself. And he wants to know, what is it like, what does Radha experience when she's serving him and loving him? And what he wants to know, Krishna wants to know, what is that ecstasy she feels when he loves her? You husbands have no idea what it's like to be your wife. And neither the wives know what it's like to be the husband. The two positions are foreign. So for Krishna to understand Radharani from the position of Krishna, not possible. The only way Krishna can understand Radha exactly, he has to become her. Therefore, that's Lord Chaitanya. Krishna with the mind, mentality, bhav, color, everything, Radha. That's Lord Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So, they're pulling the carts and they're taking Krishna from Jagannath Puri to Gundicha temple. And so that's taking Krishna from Kurukshetra back to Vrindavan. So Jagannath is on the cart. Lord Chaitanya is Radha taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. And Jagannath will not go unless Lord Chaitanya, in this case, in the mood of Radharani, there's like a drama going on. And sometimes during the parade, the Rath stops. And they get big wrestlers to pull. Nope, can, they bring elephants. Nope, the cart won't go. Jagannath is showing, I'm not going to Vrindavan unless Radharani is with me. So what does Lord Chaitanya do? He gets behind the cart and pushes with his head. And he gives it a push, and the cart just zoom. And the people are just holding, they're not pulling now. They're just holding on, because the cart is moving practically by itself. So the residents of Navadvip, they arrived that first day, the day before Rath Yatra, and they cleaned the Gundicha temple. Now that is significant. Since that Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan, and you're bringing Krishna home, if you get a guest, what do you all do? If you're getting a special guest, what do you do? Yes, especially that person's room. If you were getting a special guest, your guru or somebody special, you would take extra, let's get his room. So that's what Lord Chaitanya and all his followers do. They clean this Gundicha temple to make it ready for Krishna to come the next day for Rath Yatra. So Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates, they get hundreds of brooms and hundreds of buckets of water, and they're cleaning and cleaning. And while they're doing this, there's no talking. They're cleaning, and all you can hear is Krishna. And if you want to say something to somebody, Krishna, 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 that's how you speak. Everybody is just Krishna, Krishna, and sometimes in their ecstasy, they're bumping into each other, and the water goes everywhere. And Lord Chaitanya is personally cleaning the throne, the marble throne. And it is described that sometimes when Lord Chaitanya is cleaning, he's crying. And with his tears, he's cleaning the throne. And he uses his own cloth. And Lord Chaitanya makes a competition. I want to see who can collect the most dirt. So there's like a competition. Oh, you collected this much, you collected this much. And then Lord Chaitanya says, now go back, clean it again. See how thorough Lord Chaitanya is. They clean the temple twice. Now that has deep significance, because we also, is Krishna sitting in our heart? So we also should make our hearts clean so that Krishna can sit nicely in our hearts. So we have to clean our heart. That's why Lord Chaitanya's first instruction is Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Cleansing the mind, cleansing the heart, which is why our mantra is Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, not karma eva kevalam, or yoga eva kevalam, or jnana eva kevalam, or politics eva, no. Hare Nama, everything comes from chanting the holy name. Everybody chant the holy name. So they clean the temple twice, meaning get your heart clean, more clean. Prabhupada preached to his disciples that you have to become revolutionarily clean. Not just clean, revolutionary clean. One time in Mayapur, Prabhupada was touring the grounds, and he saw that the devotees were chanting japa, but the place was messy. So Prabhupada said, why is everything messy? And the devotee said, we're chanting around. Stop this rounds. Clean. So Prabhupada stopped everybody from doing japa. First, they had to clean the whole Mayapur temple area. So Prabhupada was very insistent, especially in worshiping the deity. Prabhupada emphasized two things to us about deity worship. On time and clean. Clean, clean. And there's that famous story. Prabhupada in all of his temples would go for his walk, and then at 7 o'clock, he wanted the doors to the temple to open. Right? Govindam. Adi. That's all over the world. So one time he went to a temple, and it happens. The pujaris, they're making the last minute of things, and they want it. But Prabhupada is, hey, 7 o'clock, and they're not opening the door. So Prabhupada took his cane. Open these doors now. Open. Because he insisted that the temple had to run like clockwork. He made a point when he went to Japan to make a book deal with this company, Dai Nippon. They were going to print Bhagavatams, inexpensive. Prabhupada he went there personally to negotiate. So Prabhupada noticed how the trains at that time in Japan were like clockwork. He said, this is how I want my temples. Clockwork. 7 o'clock, not 7:05, not 6:59, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 12 noon, 4:30, 6:30, 8 o'clock, on time, and clean, 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 clean. This is what he emphasized. So after the Gundicha temple was cleansed, Lord Chaitanya felt now this Gundicha temple is fit for Krishna to come, because he stays in that Gundicha temple, I think, 9 days. And then there's a return rut after 9 days. This is how it goes on in Jagannath Puri. So during the Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya is performing miracles. One miracle Lord Chaitanya performed was that there were three carts and there were 7 different kirtan groups. And he was simultaneously appearing in each group, but only very few select devotees could see that Lord Chaitanya is dancing in all the groups, because everybody in their group is thinking, oh, Krishna's only dancing in our group. See how Krishna is? But a few devotees could see, no, he's dancing in all the... And one of those persons was King Prataparudra. And why did Lord Chaitanya bless him with that? Because although Lord Chaitanya refused to go see the king decided on this day, although I'm king, I will sweep the road for Jagannath. So the king of Orissa becomes, what do you say in Hindi, that for a sweeper? What is that word, bungi? That's the word I learned. So the king became a bungi, but he used the golden broom. And when Lord Chaitanya saw that the king was acting this way, he said, now he will get mercy. So one of the mercies was that the king was able to see how Lord Chaitanya was in all 7 kirtan groups. Then the second mercy he got, the kirtan's going on and everybody's ecstatic, and they're chanting and crying, and Lord Chaitanya is changing colors from ecstasy. Sometimes he turns pink. Sometimes he turns white. His teeth are chatting, and it's like his teeth are going to come out of his mouth, and his hairs are standing on end, and he's choking, and he's trying to say Jagannath, but instead he says, Jagga. He's in ecstasy. All the 8 transcendental symptoms he's exhibiting. So there's a lot going on. All of a sudden, at one point, Lord Chaitanya falls down. And where does he fall down? Right in front of the king. And nobody notices. So the king he gets to pick Lord Chaitanya up because nobody noticed that Lord Chaitanya fell down in ecstasy. So as soon as the king picks up Lord Chaitanya, he comes to his senses. Oh, I was touched by the king. Oh, God. He had to do that so that nobody would misunderstand. But he did it on purpose because he wanted to bless the king. Then there was the third installment of mercy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had told the king, towards the end of the festival, there'll be a break, a resting period. Lord Chaitanya will be in this garden. You go there. He told him exactly what to do. So sure enough, there's a certain point where the deities are offered food. Everybody comes to the carts and they bring their offerings. So Lord Chaitanya and the chanters and the dancers, they're taking rest in this garden. And Lord Chaitanya, of course, is exhausted from his ecstasy. So he's half conscious. So the king was told by Sarvabhauma, don't go dressed as a king. Dress like a humble, simple Vaishnava. So when Lord Chaitanya is resting, the king comes and first of all takes the dust of all the devotees. And then he goes to Lord Chaitanya and he starts to massage his legs and feet. And Sarvabhauma told him, what you do, Lord Chaitanya will be in ecstasy. You recite Gopi Gita. Tavakatamritam. You know that Gopi Gita. So the king is massaging Lord Chaitanya and he's chanting this Gopi Gita, and Lord Chaitanya is so happy because he's in that mood of the gopis. He's in the mood of Radharani. This is perfect thing. So there's one verse in that Gopi Gita. And when Lord Chaitanya hears that verse, he wakes up, sort of half wakes up, and embraces the king. Final third benediction for King Prataparudra. Who would love to be embraced by Lord Chaitanya? Oh my God. You would not be the same. So Lord Chaitanya reveals to King Prataparudra many special things. And he tells the king, do not say anything about this to anyone. This is confidential. So Lord Chaitanya half knows and half doesn't know because he's in ecstasy. So Prataparudra finishes massaging, he pays his obeisances and leaves. So that day he got three special benedictions. Why? Because he swept the road for Jagannath, teaching us the most important thing is to do menial service. Because that is what Krishna is looking. Krishna is looking to see how humble and how dedicated and sincere. Because notice, the king tried time and time and time to get an audience with Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya would say no. He's king. What it will look like if I go, everyone will talk. Oh, Lord Chaitanya went to see the king. What kind of sannyasi is he? So there was no way Lord Chaitanya could go because of the social structure. But on this day, by all these different machinations, Prataparudra got three special mercies. Now, the last little bit is the wonderful achievement Prabhupada has done. Because it was Prabhupada, nobody else, who introduced Rath Yatra all over the world. He's the one that gets the credit, nobody else. The first one was in San Francisco, 1967. It's very, very small. But now there are Rath Yatras Rasha does a Rath Yatra. There's Rath Yatra all over in. Do you do in Manipur?
Yes.
Jai! You have my permission.
Yes, in Manipur, since from Saibu, I have seen during the time of Rath Yatra, same day we perform as you have in Manipur. But every village has one or two or five 15 Brahmin houses which they also have a duty worship every day. So it is our culture in Manipur that Rath Yatra should be performed every year. And the local people will support for the 7 days, prasadam and everything. So they used to have community like that. So before the Rath Yatra, 9 days they would sing different type of song just to glorify the Lord. So if you see in the same day, in whole village, every village, in one day you will see more than 500 Rath Yatra in the same day. But now it's reducing day by day. But if you happen to go next year, even in Manipur, you will not see only one Rath Yatra. You will see at least, I would say, 300 Rath Yatra you will see.
In Manipur?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's a small personnel. So what we do is, on the every state they have, any group can go. But the friends, they would also request, if you can come to my door also. So every house, they would have arrangement on the road. They would first sprinkle the water and clean, and they will put all the fruits with design, and especially the better time is we get like a corn and lotus and pineapples and cucumber. That's the time. So whatever you have in your own home, vegetable, everything, you decorate it before the Lord comes. So then every station you stop, first your guest, second your neighbor there, your guest. Every day, they will arrange such a way that whatever you have offering, and then every stoppage there is asked. So that's how we do in Manipur.
And the idea for Prabhupada, why he wanted to introduce Rath Yatra all over the world, is because unfortunately, in Jagannath Puri, Westerners, non-Hindus, are not allowed to enter the temple. So Prabhupada said, fine, Jagannath will come and benedict the Western world. Now there's Rath Yatra in South Africa. In Santiago, where I'm going next month, they do Rath Yatra. Around the United States, Canada. Do they do in China yet? That will be coming to a theater near you. Yes, we do. Of course, London they have done from long time. So the whole idea of Rath Yatra is to benedict the fallen conditioned souls. Because anyone who sees Jagannath on the cart, they get liberated. And you know Badri Narayan, right? He told me the day of Rath Yatra last Sunday, twice he saw Arnold Schwarzenegger on his bicycle watching the parade. Two different times. Pretty good, huh? So anyone who sees that Jagannath there, or they get prasad, or they hear the chanting, or they come to the festival site, they're getting delivered. Because that is what this movement, that's what Rath Yatra is about. Delivering the fallen conditioned souls. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hari Harai Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jagannatha Swami, Nayanapata Gami, Baba Chune. Jagannatha Swami, Nayanapata Gami, Baba Chune. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. Hari Harai Namaha. Everybody, Hari Harai Namaha. Sisi Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki.